This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Over the last 2 years, a national crackdown on sex offenders means more laws restricting where they can live after they get out of prison. Of course, no one wants them in their neighborhoods. In Miami, officials there have a rather unusual solution. They're requiring sex offenders to live under a bridge in the middle of Biscayne Bay. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
One thing you have to say about this bridge on the Julia Tuttle Causeway, it's got a great view. A few hundred yards across the bay, the Miami skyline rises in the distance. And for Kevin Morales, it's home.
I'm going already on 2 months.
And who are the other guys who live here?
Everyone here is on probation. You have sexual offenders and sexual predators all together, at once.
Morales is classified as a sex offender. He's out on probation after serving 10 months in prison for assaulting three girls. Under the law, he has to be here every night between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. The rest of the time, he worries about recharging the GPS unit that monitors the ankle bracelet he's required to wear. There's no power here under the bridge, so most days he visits his parents where he recharges his unit and does some odd jobs. The 40-year-old Morales says he used to have his own glass and mirror business. Now, with his unusual address and GPS unit, he can't find a job.
It's a very difficult situation. People don't really care too much for sexual offenders and don't care for their needs and so on and so forth. It's not easy, to get yourself out of, the rut that you're in, when nobody really cares.
Morales, at least, has a tent and a sleeping bag. 28-year-old Michael Block, another sex offender who's on probation for molesting a minor, has just a sheet of plywood and some blankets. He's from the Orlando area. When he was released from jail last month, he had no money, no ID, and a probation official told him few options.
She told me there's two places you can stay. There's a motel that fits the requirements, and it's $232 a night. Or we've got some guys that are staying under the Julia Tuttle Causeway. And you can go down there and stay with them. So now I've got, even my ID says Julia Tuttle Causeway under bridge for an address.
He pulls out his state-issued ID, and sure enough, there's his picture and his address. Julia Tuttle Causeway under bridge. Block's working to move back to Central Florida. An uncle has been contacting potential landlords for him. He's looking in counties where the residency restrictions for sex offenders aren't quite as strict. But Block says he's already been rejected 3 times.
So I'm still stuck here under this bridge. can't get out. It's like being trapped.
No one likes this. We certainly would agree that this is in no one's best interest.
Gretel Plessinger of Florida's Department of Corrections says officials with her office and in Miami-Dade agreed on the Causeway Bridge as the designated location for sex offenders who can't find an otherwise acceptable place to live.
We do believe that public safety is being achieved here because the probation officer checks on these offenders daily between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., so we know where they are.
While state law requires sex offenders to live more than 1,000 feet from places where children gather, Miami-Dade and more than 90 other local governments in Florida have passed more stringent residency restrictions, making it all but impossible in some communities for a released sex offender to find a place to live. State Representative Dave Ehrenberg, a Democrat from Palm Beach County, is sponsoring a bill that would standardize the residency restriction to 1,500 feet and require sex offenders to submit to GPS tracking. The problem with the current rules, Ehrenberg says, is that when sex offenders can't find an approved place to live, they sometimes disappear.
We have, in the state of Florida, have lost between 1 and 2,000 sex offenders. They haven't left the state. They just went underground. We don't know where they are.
So far, 9 sex offenders have at least temporarily called this spot under the causeway home. And those numbers are likely to grow. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.